Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For an exclusive experience, visit royfield.com and sign up to our newsletter. Now, this will give you access to the live podcast recordings on Zoom, where if you are in the audience, you can engage and ask questions with our expert guests. So join us on this journey of exploration and understanding of the world of politics in the US, in the UK and globally. Subscribe and sign up today.
I think given the fact that we're facing the prospect of a general election at some point this year, it was no surprise to see the Chancellor use the limited fiscal headroom he's got to prioritise tax cuts for households. From a business perspective, we can't help but feel he's missed a trick in really trying to unlock growth for businesses across the country. There's still a lot of challenges out there. We need a far more integrated transport system which incorporates all modes but also encourages people to get out of their cars, given the challenges that we're facing around air pollution right now, congestion. That clearly needs to change.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the singing of our national anthem.
The United Kingdom is a great country.
Never, never been a good bet to bet against America.
Hi, hello and welcome. I'm Royfield Brown. This is Mid-Atlantic and I'm coming to you from my hometown of Birmingham. Today we're going to delve into the UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt's 2024 spring budget. This financial statement is aimed at shaping the UK economic and fiscal future as we edge closer to the next general election. The government has framed this budget around key themes of tax adjustments, benefits and enhancements, and has targeted investments across various sectors, presenting it as a cornerstone for the future economic resilience and growth of the economy. Now, joining me today is Raj Kandola, Director of External Affairs at the Greater Birmingham Chambers of Commerce, who will shed light on what the budget really means for the UK, Britons, and the business community.
Just after I became Chancellor, the OBR expected GDP to fall by 1.4% in the following year. In fact, it grew, albeit slowly. Now the OBR expects the economy to grow by 0.8% this year and 1.9% next year, 0.5% higher than their autumn forecast. When the Prime Minister and I came to office, inflation was 11%, but the latest figures show it is now 4%, more than meeting our pledge to halve it last year. We will replace the non-dom regime with a modern, simpler and fairer residency-based system. From April 25, because we have asked those with the broader shoulders to pay a bit more, today I go further. From April the 6th, employee national insurance will be cut by another 2p from 10% to 8%. And self-employed national insurance will be cut from 8% to 6%. It means an additional £450 a year for the average employee, or £350 for someone self-employed. Growth up, jobs up, taxes down. I commend this statement to the House.
Raj, how are you today?
Well, I'm very well, Royfield. Thanks for having me today.
If we look at some of the key points from Jeremy Hunt's speech, there were taxation changes, national insurance is reduced by 2 pence, mm-hmm. the non-dom tax regime is going to be overhauled, child benefit thresholds are increased, the government's cost of living support fund is continued for another additional 6 months, alcohol duty free is extended until February 2025, energy firms windfall tax extended until 2029, higher rate on property tax and sales profits is reduced from 28 to 24%. Those are some of the key kind of headlines. What do you think has been the most important things which the Chancellor outlined yesterday in his budget?
I think given the fact that we're facing the prospect of a general election at some point this year, it was no surprise to see that the Chancellor used the limited fiscal headroom he's got to prioritise tax cuts for households. From a business perspective, and obviously we represent over 2,500 in the region, we can't help but feel he's missed a trick in really trying to unlock growth for businesses, not just in our region, but across the country as well. If you look at some of the good points which came out of the budget, I think you're right, and you've touched on some of them. So the proposed NI cut, coupled with the one we saw back in September, is expected to bring 200,000 people back into the workforce. You mentioned, obviously, changes to childcare as well. That in itself will help plug the labour market gaps that we've been suffering from for a number of years as well. We're looking at some of the positives around utilising artificial intelligence to drive private sector productivity uplifts, and at the same time as well, extending the parameters of the scheme which supports full expensing has been a really good move as well. I think that will help encourage investment, which we're desperately crying out for. So I think there were a number of elements which were positive, but I think there were certain elements where perhaps the Chancellor could have gone a bit further in turning the dial, in especially helping those businesses who are suffering from huge cost pressures right now.
The Institute of Fiscal Studies highlights that the government projects an image of steady economic recovery, which it is sceptical about. Does the business community share that confidence?
I think it's a mixed picture. So as a chamber, we speak to our members every 3 months. We survey them, ask them a set of questions around domestic demand, export demand, any challenges they're facing. And it's interesting to see where a number of firms are still facing huge cost pressures right now. The majority of firms are still under pressure to raise their prices. When we ask what's the reason behind that, they're still citing inflation, interest rates, but also energy costs as well. So whilst we've seen inflation come down in the last few months, cost pressures and cost prices are still a lot higher than they were pre-Ukraine war. So I think people need to factor that in, that yes, we are starting to come out of some of the tougher elements that we've seen in the last few months, but there's still a lot of challenges out there and there's still more support that businesses need.
Is our fiscal policy sustainable in terms of kind of public services? The Chancellor did outline some $20 billion in cuts to public services outside of health, defence and education, aiming to adhere to this stringent fiscal rule. We need to pay back the debt is fundamentally the mantra, the public service debt. Is that going to massively impact growth and the cohesion of the country if we are putting a wrecking ball to public services?
I think the OBR have been facing a bit of criticism this week around some of this kind of fiscal headroom and fiscal rules. But let's not forget, it's the Chancellor who sets those fiscal rules for that 5-year period. So the Chancellor is in charge of the overall direction of travel. What we're saying is, look, within those, if you are going to make tax cuts, can we look at making reforms to business support as well? So thinking about, for example, reform of the business rate system to free up more cash to allow businesses to invest in their people and products. Thinking about bringing back tax-free shopping and all the benefits that brings for not just London, but other big cities and towns across the UK as well. And even as well, just thinking about how can we plug these labour market gaps? So thinking about widening the shortage occupation list, thinking about introducing more modular forms of training. I think all of those things would be immediate tasks which would help grow the economy, but also drive productivity as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If I'm, take a wider kind of macro picture, I travel a lot, hence this podcast has been half my time in California, the other half in the UK. If I look at the difference between Birmingham and London, it's stark in terms of the level of public infrastructure which you have in London, whether it is the underground or there's a myriad of other things. Where is the commitment in this budget to help rebalance the UK? The Conservatives have talked about levelling up. It seems to me that's a whole load of hot air. Obviously, we've had HS2 and that debacle in terms of it being massively cut back. Where is that going to leave other cities within the UK, places like Birmingham, if we have a massive cut on in public investment and we need that investment to help grow our cities and our economy?
I think you're raise a very valid point there. And as someone who lived in London for 8 years myself and then moved back to the region, you can see the kind of the challenges that we're facing when it comes to transport infrastructure. I think it's fair to say that big strides have been made in the last few years. So I moved back to the region 9 years ago, and even at that time, I've seen some massive changes. We've seen the extension of the metro. We're looking at more train stations being opened, which were previously closed. A lot more around the kind of activity around the bus network. But you're right, a lot more needs to be done. We need a far more integrated transport system which incorporates all modes, but also encourages people to get out of their cars, essentially, because as Birmingham was renowned for being a city of the car, and given the challenges that we're facing around air pollution right now, congestion, that clearly needs to change. But from a business point of view, what we're saying is help those organizations that are going to be impacted. So if you want people to get out of their cars, then make sure you've got the right transport infrastructure in place to do. And again, as well, we completely get it. Less congestion means better air quality. A healthier workforce is a more productive one. So it makes sense. And I think, see, the Mayor, Andy Street, has been really lobbying hard for the last few years to try and drive that transport investment into our region. We need to see more of that moving forward.
In summation, what would you grade this budget? Obviously, it's a pre-election budget. I think some Conservatives wanted some level of swinging tax cuts to sweeten the pill for the British electorate. How would you grade this budget?
That's an interesting one. So I actually think, given the announcements that we saw yesterday, the prospect of an immediate general election, when I say immediate, say May time, as many commentators were speculating, is quite remote now, because a lot of the tax cuts that they're making, particularly around NI, yes, they're coming to effect a lot quicker than income tax would, but I suspect there'll be more sweeteners. So I suspect we'll see another financial statement, probably the second part of the year, maybe September time, with a view to have a general election around October. So as I said, there were elements which were good to see, building on what we saw at the last autumn statement. But I still think there's a lot more that can be done to drive growth, drive prosperity, and really help businesses grow.
Raj Khandola, thank you for coming on to Mid-Atlantic. Just tell people again who exactly you work for and your remit and possibly where they can find you online.
Yeah, sure. So I work for the Greater Birmingham Chambers of Commerce. As I said, we represent over 2,500 businesses across the region. We've been around since 1813, so for over 200 years. So essentially, we're an anchor institution in the region. And our raison d'etre is very much around helping businesses connect, support and grow. As Director of External Affairs, my teams cover policy activity, press and media, but also working on public funded contracts to help innovative businesses scale up and grow. So you can find me on LinkedIn, Raj Kandola, Greater Birmingham Chambers of Commerce.
Thank you to Raj Kandola for joining us on the show today. But as we wrap up today's episode, I'm personally worried about the potential consequences of the budget shortcomings, particularly the future of public services and taxation. The focus on cuts outside of key areas of health, defence and education raises concerns about the impact of our society's fabric and delivery of essential services in cities across the country, which are seeing vital services cut. This discussion is not only about numbers and policies, it's about the real effect on people's lives and the kind of country that we want to build. As we look to the future, there's a palpable need for leadership that champions public investment and is genuinely committed to mending the fractures of our economy and society. Let's hope that we have a Chancellor after the next election who holds that traditional red briefcase in hand, who symbolises a steadfast commitment to fostering a more inclusive, prosperous and resilient Britain for us all. Take care, look after yourselves, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.